This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 15th. Well, the stock market's getting up on the wrong side of bed this morning, and that's largely because the November retail sales report was pretty bad. It was down 0.6%, well below economists' estimates. It was the worst monthly decline in 11 months. And as I dig into the details, vehicle sales declined 2.3% in November, and other big ticket items like furniture, building materials, electronics also declined. And if we exclude vehicles and gasoline, November retail sales declined by a more modest 0.2%. But fully 9 of the 13 industries surveyed declined. So it's not a good report. The only silver lining I can find is that sales of bars and restaurants rose 0.9% in November. So clearly consumers were out and about. They just decided to apparently go drinking instead. But very disappointing report. So a lot of economists are going to revise their fourth quarter GDP estimates lower. We also had industrial production decline 0.2% today. Let's not worry about that too much because that's very weather related. The main thing I want you to know is that when Jerome Powell had his press conference on Wednesday, he essentially refused to acknowledge that the fight against inflation is improving, even though the core rate of inflation is steadily improving month by month. And a lot of people thought that Chairman Powell was kind of at odds with what's been going on with Treasury yields. You know, Treasury yields are falling today. They've been falling for the last several weeks. The Fed, now that they've hiked rates, they're essentially at parity with the two-year Treasury note yield, and they're well above the 10-year bond yield. And so I think the Fed can hit the pause button. That's my opinion. But it's all going to be dependent upon the economy. And Chairman Powell, when he was giving his speech yesterday, you got to realize that he's taking all the talking points from the Beige Book survey a few weeks ago. And he's always working off old data, you know. But the bottom line is in the last several weeks, Treasury yields have fallen, 2-year, 10-year. They're falling today. And the Fed does not fight market rates. So they're going to meet on February 1st. In my opinion, they don't have to raise rates. They probably will, 0.25%, just to pretend they're tough guys and all. But the whole world is settling back down now. After we raised a key interest rates of 0.5%, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, and the Swiss National Bank all raised their rates. Now, they're nowhere near as high as we are. They were slower to raise rates. But, you know, the central banks seem to be moving in sync right now, okay? And the economic environment is much worse in Europe than it is here because they have to pay a horrendous amount for energy. It's very cold over there now. They got record gas and electric bills. And, of course, those things are being subsidized by the governments because it's politically intolerable to have those rates there. And so it's interesting. Interesting environment we're in. But I think because of the rally we're getting in Treasury bond yields, I think it's going to further confirm that the Fed should be done. And it would be nice if they could say that, but apparently they're not. So if they're not done, they're near done. And if they do increase rates in February 1st when they meet again, it's only going to be 0.25%, and then they should be done for good as far as I'm concerned. But the market loves to climb a wall of worry, and so it's going to be worried today and sell off. I do want to remind everybody that energy prices have been very firm here. They were up this morning before the opening. They're starting to settle back down here a bit. But the main thing we need to do is just profit from the inflation that's hurt the economy, which is obviously the energy patch, and then we need to invest in other areas that are profiting from an inflationary environment. So try not to worry. I know you don't like these daily gyrations, okay? But I can tell you that the big decline in Treasury yields in the last several weeks is very bullish. And, of course, we've got a further decline today because of the weak retail sales report. So hang in there, everybody. I know you don't, again, do not enjoy these gyrations, but we are in holiday trading, volume is light, and I still expect a good finish to the year. because December is a seasonally strong time of year, and people are happy during the holidays. So usually that happiness rubs off on the market. So that's your update for today. Hang in there, folks. As long as Treasury bond yields rally, I'm not going to worry. And that's what's happening. So I think we're at or near the end of the Fed rate hikes, and that'll be confirmed again on February 1st when the Fed meets again. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.